In Reish Ayin Vav, Sif Gimel, we said from their Ma, that you can tell a guy to carry a candle to a lit if the guy is coming with you, because all the Amir Lakim is on the carrying of Muksa, the tilt of Muksa, not on Adlaka. We said from the Mishnah Berurah, the reason is because since there are ways the Yid could carry it also, from the Tzad, till the Begufoy, with the elbows and the armpits, therefore, when the guy does a Be'isra, there's no problem. However, Mishnah Berurah adds that you can only have the guy be metaltal the ner for you, carry ner for you, if you need to light the candle itself, or if you need the makam where the ner is. Tzarech mekayme. If you're doing it for the benefit of the ner should be put away, that shouldn't get stolen, or something shouldn't happen to the ner, then it's aser. In other words, you cannot have the guy do total muksa for you, the tzarech, the ner muksa, only when you need the ner itself, or the makam. Sif dalet. If a yid has light in his house, a candle lit in his house, or nowadays we'd say he has regular electric light in his house, and the guy comes and lights another candle, or we would say it turns on another light, for the benefit of the yid. So even though you're not allowed to tell a guy to do that, but now that he did it, you could be nana, because since we're discussing a case that you're already able to be nana, you're able to read, or whatever it is, to eat there, you already had enough light from the first light, just now it's better, it's easier, because you have the second there, the addition of the second there, the second light. So it's not called to be nana from the goof of malacha, it's just the tesefes art, tesefes hana, it's an additional hana, additional amount of light. You already really had light until then. Same thing applies if, Mr. Burr says, if you have a fireplace that's lit from Erev Shabbos, the guy comes and adds wood on Shabbos. So now you want to warm up by it. So we said by Madura, we said Tzav'al, maybe it's a little Machmer, but Le'is HaTzarech, it's Mutter. So it'll be Mutter Le'is HaTzarech over here in this case. However, once the original candle goes out, that was lit before Shabbos, or the original firewood is used up, that was here from before Shabbos, now you no longer can be Nana. Because since now they only have light, or you only have heat, because of what the guy did for you, Be'isr, so now it's back to the regular halacha, you're not allowed to be Nana from, you're not allowed to be Nana from halacha that guy does on behalf of a Yid on Shabbos. The Rama says, it's Mutter Limchais Ben Yehudi Shabbat Lahadik Ner Lehais Hashemin. You're allowed to be Meicha, protest, and tell a guy not to light a Ner, or to add oil for you on Shabbos. Shmur explains, for the Beseis of you would think that maybe you're not allowed to talk about halacha b'chlal, not for better, not for worse. Kamash Blon, what's telling us over here, Beseis of Rama, is that if you're being Meicha, that you're allowed to do. And once you're Meicha, you tell him not to do it, so now you did your part. As long as it's not a haram, it wasn't a fake macha, you really honestly told him not to do it. So if he did it, he did it. And now, if there's light in the house, you don't have to go out of the house, you're not mukhif to leave your house, you can stay there, like we discussed in the past. Now, if the ner is a ner shir Yisrael, then you have to yimaycha and tell him he's not allowed to light the candle or add oil for you. If the ner is a ner of a goy, it's his own ner, so then you don't have to yimaycha, be allowed to yimaycha, and there's no problem, like we said, there's no problem of talking about hadlaka. Sifei, in Aratz HaKoros, in the cold places in Europe, it used to get very cold, but certain places, Aratz HaKoros knows certain places got very cold in the winter. So it says there that you're allowed to tell a goy to light a fireplace for katanim, for the kids, for young children. And once the fire is lit for young children, the gedolim, the older people, can mescham, they can warm up by it also. The reason is because katanim, they get sick very easily. So mela, if it's cold, even if it's not freezing cold, we have to be afraid the kids can get sick, and therefore you can have the goy light the furnace, light the fireplace. And then, once it's there, the gedolim, the older people, they can stay there also. Mishnah Berurah says that if it was done for katanim and the gedolim, Shulchan Aruch says in different places also to be nana from it. But here the ikar is being done for the katanim, once it's done, the gedolim can be nana from it as well. Now, if it's very cold, it's a kargolo, it's freezing, that even for the gedolim, you're allowed to tell the guy to light the fireplace, turn on the heat, we would say nowadays, because a kol chaylum etzotzina, a kol chaylum etzokar, everyone gets sick when it's very cold. As opposed to when it's only a little bit cold, so then for katanim, we can do the amir la'akum, but not on behalf of gedolim. Shulchan Aruch says, not like those who are noig timeko, even if it's not so freezing that day, to do Amir La'akum, to have the heat turn on for the Gedolim, that's not correct. For Ketanim, if it's cold, even if it's not freezing, you can do Amir La'akum, and then you can already be nana from it. And for Gedolim, only if it's freezing. The Mishnah Berurah says that if there are people who do Amir La'akum, even when it's not freezing, on behalf of Gedolim, which is wrong, you should not stop them, you should not say anything, because Mutu, Shishoga, I'm Zidim, they're not really going to listen to you anyway, they're continuing anyway, so better just let them think that's right, and let them rather do a Shegig, rather have them do a Bemezit. Now, even we said if it's freezing, you could do Amir La'akum and have the guy light the furnace, light the fireplace, on behalf of Gedolim, so the Mishnah Berurah, but to do it late Shabbos afternoon, that should be available for you on Matzah Shabbos, not you're not allowed to do. Because if right now it's fine, whether because now you have firewood for the morning, or right now it's not so cold, so to do it for Matzah Shabbos, Mir Lag for Matzah Shabbos, that's aser. But the Mishnah Berurah says, everything depends on the time and the place, if not cold is what the needs are in that particular situation. If you do have to have a guy do on behalf of Gedolim, or do Loch on Shabbos, you should do it with Kablonis, they should hire him to do it for the whole winter, and then he'll do it whenever he does it, and it's considered like he did it on his own.